You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That includes the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, live from 6 to 10 a.m. Subscribe to our channel for free, and you can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy today. We just went through the divisions in the National Football League, who we thought would win the divisions, who we think the wildcard teams will be. And a couple of surprises here and there. I picked Atlanta to win the South, Dan and I in the NFC. Dan and I both picked San Francisco to go from last to first in the NFC West. I picked the exact same teams that won last year in the AFC to win the divisions again this year. Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. But now what happens come playoff time, Dan? Who ends up competing in the conference championship games? Who do you think it's going to be? Let's start in the AFC.
I have Bills versus Ravens. I think it is going to be a really fun game if we end up with Bills versus Ravens. This Bills team is loaded up. They've put together an offensive line that is really good. I think the Josh Palmer signing, everybody forgot about. I think he's going to be a big part of that offense. Josh Allen's turning 29. He can sling it with the best of them. He's a one-man wrecking crew, and I think the defense will hold up well enough on that side of the ball, and especially the signing of Joey Bosa, I think is a big deal.
I have Buffalo, Kansas City in the AFC, and I'm going to call it as the last hurrah for this Kansas City Chiefs crew. Doesn't mean they won't be as good in years to come, but with this crew, because I think if it doesn't work for them this year, and I don't expect it to, I think they might make some changes, and they might have to replace a certain tight end.
I have the Ravens winning. After waxing poetic of Buffalo, I have the Ravens winning that game.
I have Buffalo winning and going to the Super Bowl.
Fun. I'm here for somebody to not make the Super Bowl who hasn't won it in a little bit. And if it means that the Bills get over the hump finally and make their way back to the Super Bowl, or we even get this Ravens team that has been knocking on the door to make the Super Bowl to find their way in, I'm great with it. And I know I am saying that in the wrong place of the country to say such things. But this Ravens team's been knocking on the door for a while.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I hate that you said that.
I know. I don't like saying it either. But
in the NFC, and of course, you know, this all depends on what bracket teams are in and everything else, so we're just speculating. In the NFC Championship game, I will go with the defending Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, against your Fighting Dan Campbell's, the Detroit Lions.
I wrote down the Green Bay Packers versus the Detroit Lions. I hate my pick. I despise it greatly. I probably should pick the Eagles. I just wonder, I am skeptical what this Eagles offense is going to look like without Kellen Moore at the helm. And defending the Super Bowl championship is really hard. Like, it's really hard to make it back to the Super Bowl, especially when everybody is circling, you know, you the entire season. Everybody's giving you your best shot all year long. You're having to deal with all of the primetime games. You're having to fly all over the place. That's my only fear with the Eagles. If they make it, I wouldn't be shocked. It's the second most complete roster in football. Maybe my heart is speaking on this. But I have the Lions winning that game.
You have the Lions winning that game.
I have the fighting Dan Campbells going up against the Baltimore Ravens.
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
I have the Detroit Lions winning that game as well. So I have Detroit against Buffalo in the Super Bowl. And who's stuck right in the middle geographically? That's right. All of us.
Mm-hmm. But we get what we all want in this world.
Yeah.
Which is Dan Campbell at Media Day.
That's fabulous.
Dan Campbell at Media Day is going to be must-see because there will be no bad questions asked of him. Every dumb question will have an answer with deep thought behind it that is just going to make all of us laugh way too hard because he's Dan Campbell and he's a pure joy.
Who wins the Super Bowl?
I have the Ravens over the Lions.
I have the Bills over the Lions.
Okay.
I just think Josh Allen's due.
I feel the same way, except for Lamar Jackson and Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And this run of the Ravens that they've had. I think this is a somewhat open year. And I look at the Chiefs side of it, and okay, they'll be there. I just look at this Ravens team and go, all right, if you're not doing it this year, then it's just not happening. And I think they realize that, too. We'll see, though. It's
okay.
Going to be a lot of fun.
I think it could be a really competitive NFL season. I think there are some good teams. I think there are a couple of teams that just have no shot. You've picked one of them to make the playoffs in the Tennessee Titans.
Well, so here's the logic. Is yeah. Every year, if you go down, there's always one team that not even the fan pages are looking at and going, you know, not even the fan pages are picking them to win. You could go find whatever fan page of the Commanders last year. I don't think you'd find a single one that would have had Jaden Daniels being one of the 10 best quarterbacks in football and that team making the playoffs. Like, I don't think the year that the Texans took Will Anderson and CJ Stroud that anybody wrote down that the Texans were going to be one of the teams that are in the playoffs. It happens every year. And it's not just quarterback based.
No, you're right.
But it happens every year where you get these teams that just come out of nowhere because something like the Sam Darnold Vikings. I don't even think the biggest Viking fan on the face of this earth wrote down that team to win 15 games. And they did. And so I was trying to find somebody who would fit that.
14.
Was it 14?
Yep.
Thank you.
14-3.
And I was like, okay, could it possibly be the Raiders? Like, the Raiders were one of the teams that popped in my head. Okay, Geno Smith on there, Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, bringing in Pete Carroll. It seems like a more of an adult organization being run there than what has been there for a little bit. And I was like, okay, this could make sense. I could maybe go this direction and pick them. And I was between them, the Titans. And I went, you know what, let's just have some fun. Let's just pick the fun one. I wanted to put the Jags in there, too, because I can't quit Trevor Lawrence because there's something wrong with me mentally.
I like Trevor Lawrence too. I keep waiting for it to happen.
And I kind of believe in
maybe
Liam
with
Cohen,
Travis Hunter it would.
I want to see Travis Hunter do things we've never seen before. So I'm kind of like rooting for that too. But yeah, every year it happens. There's always one team where we're all looking at each other going, what the? Seriously? Okay. And so that was my okay team.
There are some teams that I think are going to be pretty good and not make the playoffs. And that, for instance, I just didn't have the Packers making the playoffs. Could they? Absolutely. Absolutely, they could do it. In the AFC, I don't have the Broncos making it. Could they make it? Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a clear division. There's some pretty good football teams this year. And I'm looking for just a really competitive NFL season. Do you think anybody's going to go out and win 15 games like the Detroit Lions did last year? Like the Kansas City Chiefs did last year? I it doesn't feel that way to me this year.
If any team
15-2 is that's a heck of a record.
If any team is going to do it, the 49ers might be my pick to do it.
Wow, I can't see that.
The only reason is that schedule. They're playing a fourth place schedule in an NFC West where they're going up against a quarterback who the best quarterback in that division is getting epidurals in his back, and they're saying he's going to play week one now. does that lead to week two, week three, week four? I have no idea when it comes to Matthew Stafford.
They're getting Christian McCaffrey back. All reports are he looks fabulous.
Brandon Ayuk is going to rejoin at some point. They just handed Juwan Jennings a chunk more money. Ricky Pearsall looks like he's doing well.
Ricky could be the real deal.
They brought back Robert Saleh. Like
you added Sky Moore from Kansas City, who didn't do anything in Kansas City, but if anybody can figure out what to do with him, it might be Kyle Shanahan.
Right. Like, I can build a narrative in my head where this Niners team, because they are playing such a soft schedule, which is what happened with that Vikings team, you know, some of it with Sam Darnold, was the fact that they played a really soft schedule, that you're able to build up a bunch of those wins. So that's why, like, that's the team. If you're like, who can win 15 games? I'm looking at the team with the most talent and the easiest schedule. Now, are they top heavy and could they be the snake bite team again? Absolutely. And, you know, the snake bite team, I mean the team that just ends up completely upended with injuries. You know, everybody's hurt, kind of like the Niners did last year, where everybody was hurt except Brock Purdy.
And Brock, I think, is a good quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback, but he can run the system. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that to call him a system quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback.
Do you see anybody winning 15?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I can see more than a handful of teams winning double-digit games. You know, we might have more of that than we've had in the past. For instance, in the AFC, I could see Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincy, Houston, maybe Indy, Kansas City, the Chargers, the Broncos. I think all of those teams are capable of winning double-digit games. Will they? No, I don't think they will. But are they capable? Yeah, I think they are. And in the NFC, I think it's a similar situation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The ones I would circle would be the Niners, and the other one I might pick to win 15 would be the Bills. And it's just because I look at that AFC East and I'm like, oof. Okay. You know, Mike Vrabel's in New England. Okay, this could get a little better. They could step in the right direction. Drake May seems like he knows what he's doing. The Dolphins, I mean,
they're kind of a mess.
You want to talk about the anti-vibes team, it's the Dolphins. I mean, everything that you're reading coming out of Miami, it's like,
Tyreek Hill stripped of his captain title.
Yeah.
And then saying, I can still be a leader. I don't need to be a captain to be a leader. I lead on the field.
I mean, I appreciate that part.
Yeah, I do too, but
I definitely will. And then you start reading those Mike McDonald quotes of, you know, those get a little deeper than you'd want your football coach to pretty much be in a press conference.
Mike McDaniel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Mike McDaniel, you're right. I said Mike McDonald. I get that confused because of the Seahawks head coach now.
Correct.
Who is Michael McDonald.
Minute by minute.
They'll be holding on. I mean, good gravy. You're gonna hand the reins to Sam Darnold, hand him Jackson Smith and Jigba, and tell him to go get him. You'll be holding on.
It's the same with Sean McVay and Sean McDermott. It's the same type of deal, isn't it?
Yeah, but for some reason, that one I could keep straight in my head.
Have too many guys named Brian coaching in the NFL. Callahan, Daboll, Schottenheimer. They're too many.
All of you need to go out and change your names. Think about what you've done and change your name.
Who steps up, maybe wins the MVP award? Are we going to go simple and go quarterback here? I've got a real out-of-the-box idea for you. Ja'Marr Chase.
Someone else threw that out on, I think it was the Athletic Football Show. One of the guys threw it out there. Whether it was Mays or Derek Klassen or Dave Hellman. One of those three threw it out, and I was like, really? And then they made the case. I was like, oh.
He's really good, man.
It's the Triple Crown. That makes sense.
They're going to have to throw the ball. That team's going to have to put up points. He could put up, if he stays healthy, historically good numbers for a wide receiver. And, man, is he good. And he got paid, so he's happy. And he's got T. Higgins, who got paid, so they're both happy, which makes Joe Burrow happy. I don't expect Ja'Marr Chase to win it. How's that?
They've almost started using what they should have done from the beginning, which is they've started using Offensive Player of the Year as essentially the non-quarterback division.
Yeah,
which is what should have happened for a while because it's really hard to hand not the MVP a bad idea. In football yeah. to somebody not a bad else who isn't a quarterback.
So, got a name for me? I had another one.
I don't want to go chalk. I really don't want to go chalk.
Josh Allen?
That's where I was
back
heading.
To back.
He won it last year.
How about Jared Goff?
Lamar Jackson was another one that popped in my head. If you think
if you're going quarterback, Jared Goff could do it.
I could see Goff. There's some people who are hopping on the Jordan Love train. I would not do that one.
The Love train. Get
I
it?
Will be. I will be riding the Love train all
people
season
People all over
long.
The world want to do that.
Let me tell you, that's an up and down one. The Love train should probably come with one of those like Dramamine patches behind your ear.
So that's our look at the National Football League this year. I have Buffalo winning it all, beating Detroit. Dan has Baltimore winning it all, beating Detroit. We'll see. Fun little exercise. Let me throw this one at you, Browns fans. You're going to want to chime in, 216-474-0092. Why don't you like Kevin Stefanski as your head coach when most everybody around the NFL thinks he's a good coach? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.